Hello, it's Lindsay. Welcome to BB on Blast. It's been an interesting few days in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Oh God, where do we start? I guess I'll start from where I left off. So it's the morning after the night before when Nicola had got a little bit drunk and a bit over amorous with Jamie. But the next day she was like, "Oh, it's okay. My husband cheated, so I've got a hall pass." You may remember that Marco Pierre White cited the hall pass during his time in the house. That didn't work out so well for him. I last saw him sleeping on a park bench next to an empty bottle of vodka. But I think most of those stories about him are like those fake paparazzi pictures, so I think it's probably fine. I think he's probably, clean living young man. Anyway, I digress. Oh, so this is the episode where Angie was given a task to detox the other housemates, which was obviously just to annoy Colleen. A whole task based around annoying Colleen, quite funny, really. And conveniently that morning, she said to Callum, "I think you need to lay off the smoking and drinking." So it was already kind of set up there for her. So she picked a few different housemates. I won't go through it. Oh God, we ain't got all year. And she said Colleen needed unclogging. And she picked James C. Poor James C. He's having like the worst time in there. I voted to save him the other day, and I wish I hadn't, for more reasons than one, but he looks so depressed, especially now. I mean, I'm depressed now. He looks really fucking depressed. Actually, it's probably crueler not to vote to save James C. Just let the poor fucker go. Brandon Block got out at the right time, didn't he? And we're not even coming to Brandon Block yet. Spoiler. We've not even come to Ray J yet. So yeah, Angie basically had them all in the snug and she was just lecturing them like she always does, telling them not to eat crisps and stuff. And Ray J, he had like his hoodie pulled up like right over his face, so you could only see his eyes. It's almost like he had a burqa on. I was thinking, what's this guy's problem? He's always horizontal and he's always looks like he's half asleep. But then when you found out the reasons why he actually went, he probably was just in pain. So, because the first few days he was quite lively and he was being funny and he was going to the diary room and he was doing his heart to heart shit that he was scheduled to do. As Jason Roy said on Your Reality Recaps, he was doing his built-in storylines. I love that when he said that. He was like, listen to Your Reality Recaps with Jason Roy. He was like, some of the housemates coming with like these pre-existing storylines, and he was just like talking to all the different built-in storylines, like Callum and his mum, there's like a built-in storyline. And Big Brother does really like to do that with Stacey and Ray J and all that. So Ray J, he'd had his built-in storyline. Maybe he didn't know how to make a new storyline for himself, but I don't know. He just, was that all he had to give? For £800,000 or whatever he got, he can't really. I heard that they actually gave that money to him. They can't have actually given him that money. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yes, he wasn't worth £800, really. I mean, that shirt must have cost him 50 quid. I'd give him, a grand and call it quits. Now, Nicola wasn't even selected to go on the detox. But she was still getting angry about it. She said water is not for drinking, it's for washing. Tell that to WaterAid. They've got a whole charity based around water being drunk. I think that's just because Nicola mainly drinks Prosecco, but water is not for drinking, it's for washing. That's a funny sort of attitude to life, isn't it? I would have thought water was that its main purpose was for drinking, washing. Who wants to do the washing? No one. Brandon said that he's got a he loves getting a kebab after a gig. I would have thought he was too high to get a kebab after a gig, but apparently not. And Angie had a go at Ray J for eating too much toast. And Ray J said, "I don't know how to cook lettuce." You do, just don't cook it. Too much toast. Toast isn't really that bad for you, is it? I mean, when I was younger, bread was actually like healthy. That was one of the healthiest things I ate when I was younger. It must be like when smoking was considered healthy back in the day. Yeah, this task's quite boring. It's just setting Angie up to go, really, which suits me and Callum. Couldn't wipe that fucking smile off of his face. Oh, and then Callum was going to Angie again. Oh, you got to watch how you speak to people, blah, blah, blah. You're causing too much animosity and everything. And what, she went mad at, like, Ray J in the back garden going, you're slime to him and all that. Like, what? What did he actually do? Didn't do anything. The only thing he did was say peace, happiness and smoking when they were meditating. And then Callum came out and apologised to Ray J on his mum's behalf. oh, God. Austin. So this is when Austin started going, like, a bit doolally. So he goes to Stacey, not to be a bitch, but I don't like you, just out of nowhere. Not to be a bitch, but I don't like you. And I can't really tell their rows apart because they had so many different rows, but this was one of them. And then James Jordan decides to, like, pop his wooden spoon in. And he said to Austin, you're a boring cunt throughout the day, then you have a drink and become an even bigger cunt. Well, it's true, but James Jordan's a cunt 24/7 anyway, so whatever. And Stacey's going, oh, I laugh too loud and I love too hard. Oh, please. Oh, and then Big Brother thought this was a good time to give them all a game to play at 11:23 in the evening. And it was shit like they had to read out tweets and stuff like that. And then they played quotes in that people had said. And Colleen said about Spencer taking the batteries out of Heidi's back. That was quite good. This was the same night that Austin went mad in the diary room doing a bear, as we call it, shouting into the microphone. The thing that I was most annoyed about was he ruined the visual effect of the diary room. So now you can see, like, where the wall begins and the chair ends. It's like, oh, I quite like the magic of not knowing which bit was which, and he ruined it. And I was just hoping that a bouncer was going to come in and tell him to sit his ass down like they did with Bear. Why is Austin going so crazy? He's like, this is a nasty, evil place, and my sanity is being compromised in this house. And then James Jordan was going to him when he came out of the diary room. There's the door. There's the fire exit. Let me open it for you. James Jordan's such a prat. Oh, why does everyone like James Jordan now? It's the worst. Even I'm starting to... No. Don't publicly admit that. He does make me laugh sometimes. Oh, I don't want to like James Jordan. Oh, God. That's how hard up I am that I have to start liking James Jordan now. Ugh. Not good. And then James Jordan's trying to get Austin to punch him in the face so that Austin lost his money. Nice. And that was the same evening that Nicola and Austin in bed, like, giggling, and that was when he called James Jordan, like, cock cheese or something, and it was really pathetic. And also, everyone's trying to get some sleep. Like, stop being so childish and immature. It's really annoying. Oh yeah, Austin said, my mum told me Billy Elliot was a badass. And then James is going to him, oh, you have another boyfriend next year. That's a bit mean. Austin was with his husband for like 9 years or whatever, so it's not like he's a slut, obviously. Oh yeah, and the best bit about that was while they're arguing, they shot the camera to Spencer. He was like sitting there like smiling with glee in bed at other people arguing. Oh dear. It's a bit weird when Ray J walked, because we didn't see him come into the diary room. We didn't see him asking to leave. We didn't really get any story about why he had left. Even on Bit on the Side, they didn't say anything. Apparently he had dental pain, but they didn't go into it at all. It's weird, because when Brandon Block left, they had a full like 15 minutes on it, longer than any amount of airtime he'd had in the house thus far. But with Ray J, it was all very much swept under the carpet. I mean, it's not like Big Brother to sweep things under the carpet, try and hide things from us as viewers, even though it's supposed to be us watching 24/7. but yeah, this Ray J thing was weird. I presume there's lawyers involved. Ray J's probably got lawyered up, and that's why they've just given him all the money to make him go away. But it's like, they knew he was a dud. They obviously let him walk and hoped to get some of the money back, and maybe it didn't work out, I don't know. Ray J, you weren't that good anyway. Bye. I mean, they must have actually given Ray J the money. That's why they could only afford this fucking trilogy of female housemates that they put in recently that must have cost about 35p between them. More of which later. So the next thing was this stupid Land of Nod task where they all had to wear like Wee Willy Winky outfits, and Nicola and James were in charge, had to tell the others what to do. Two people had to man the sands of time at all times. What else? Oh, they had to jump up and down on clouds. Boring. It's like the shopping task. Boring. There, I think there was, but the real task is element, but I couldn't really work out what that was. But I think just the real task was just to bug the crap out of me. Yeah, some of those nighties were a bit revealing, weren't they? I could see up some people's nightshirts at some point, and it wasn't the ladies. and I had to carry a teddy bear with them at all times. Boring! Oh, and all the girls weren't allowed to wear makeup. Sexist. This was the same day that Brandon Block walked, so I don't know if he was just annoyed about having to wear a nightie all day, or just saw Ray J go and wanted to, like, join the party. No one really knows why he went either. He was just like, oh, I'm not feeling myself. I'm like, well, thanks very much. Thanks for the entertainment. Lymph nodes. Going on a trampoline helps your lymph nodes. Oh, Angie, no one cares. Callum has to go up and tell Angie no one cares. Does she not get it by now? No one cares. Stacey going, oh, do you think I'm loud? I can go louder and louder and louder. I don't think she did it quite like that, but it's not really along those lines, so I don't really care about that. But I knew that it was going to get overplayed on bots and everything, whatever. I don't care about Stacey, to be honest. She doesn't really interest me. Although I did feel like quite pleased for her that she got one up on Austin when he walked out. Even though I've hated that result, I thought she was probably like quite feeling quite good about it, and I don't blame her after the way he treated her, so fair enough. Jed was called James Jordan and Austin the two biggest nobodies in the house, which was quite funny, which later got played back to the house. Obviously the only mean thing Jedward's ever said turned back on them. James Jordan and Nicola were invited to order any food they like, Cordon Bleu, the finest restaurants in London. Can you guess what they went for? Yep, Mackie D's. The fucking excitement over those that Mackie D's was ridiculous. The people who couldn't eat it. Sniffing a chicken nugget. Are you that desperate? Chicken nuggets ain't that good. They're not even that good when you eat them, let alone sniff them. And then Angie's like, oh, it's got anuses. I'm surprised Big Brother's allowed to put that out with, because there's a McDonald's advert on at the moment that says, oh, it hasn't got any beaks or feet in it. And then they go, just go, oh, yeah, it's got, like veins and whatever of shit in it, like old toenails off the floor. It's true, though. Like, it has got all that in it, allegedly. But then people still want to sniff it. It's weird, isn't it? The intoxicating power of McDonald's. I think it's got, like, and it meant to have, like, additives in it that make you, like, even hungrier. It certainly seems to have. So, yeah, they had McDonald's turning their back on all the finest restaurants in London. Marco Pierre White's dad's restaurant. Jamie Oliver. I could go on. Oh, Jamie O'Hara started crying about his kids. He misses his kids or something. Fuck off. We know you don't even want to pay for them, so whatever. Then there was the James Jordan Museum. Who got put in there? Was it Austin? Angie's like, oh, you look so much skinnier there. It's like, God, give it a rest. And there was a poll about who was, like, the biggest dreamboat. And I don't know. I'm losing the will to live already, and Geordie Shore's not even come in the house yet. And they had that slumber party where some had to stay up, and then some were arguing. Angie was arguing with Stacey. Yeah, that's the end of that day. That's been kind of quiet, really, hasn't it? Considering it's allegedly an all-star series. I think they should have just gone for, like, all-stars, not this half-and-half, because I don't know if this half-and-half is really working. It has been quite boring, but it's not like putting these new people in helps. I think, well, it's definitely made it worse, But then looking at my notes from before, it was quite boring as well. So, even Jedward haven't really delivered. Spidey haven't delivered. Jasmine's just boring anyway. Callum's just same old Callum. Fucking trying to pretend to be something he's not. That's why James Jordan is doing so well, because he actually does seem to be trying to be entertaining and funny, and he's still a patronising twat, but Austin was delivering, and then he gets the boot. Oh, God, I don't know. So, other things that happened. Jasmine was getting annoyed with Jedward and said, I don't know if they're human or have feelings. They're just robotic little wind-up toys. You're just a fucking plastic, nasty old cunt, so whatever. James C. was trying to slag off Scientology to Stacey, not knowing that she was a Scientologist. Then when she said it, he was just like, well, if that works for you. I thought, God, wouldn't you ask her more about that? I would. I'd be like, oh, what's Scientology about then? What's going on? But he was just like, obviously, had enough of talking to her, just like during that edited out task when he was having a little snooze by her side. You can't blame him. You don't want her going louder when you're trying to have a little sneeze, do you? Jamie had a little revelation for us. He said he treats women like an animal in bed. Oof. Just like Brandon Block, so I've heard, according to Stacey. oh, God. And we had Brandon's elongated goodbye. Didn't you think he'd gone already? I did. Fair play to him. At least he actually went back in and said goodbye. I would have definitely just nipped out the door. You would never have seen me again. So I do think that was good. His little goodbye with James C was quite sweet. God, Brandon, you so got out at the right time. And then all the others were like cuddling him. And then Jedward was the reason I would have tried to sneak out. They were going, oh, come on, please stay, please stay. And then they're like, oh, the others don't care about you because they're not asking you to stay. I kind of see their point, even though Jamie went so mad about it. Like, I see what they're saying, even though they were wrong. The others were respecting his decision. But Jedward weren't wrong either in what they said. They were just... So if your mate is trying to leave the party, you do want to try and make them stay, don't you? So I think both sides were right. None were particularly wrong. The way Jamie O'Hara acted about it was absolutely disgusting. I hate that little pug-nosed little twat. Little fucking, ugh, gremlin. Fucking, how old is he? He looks like a little old, shriveled up gnome. Ugh, he's so gross. What did he actually say to Jedward? It looks like I actually didn't write that down. Okay, let's paraphrase. It was something like, you're the biggest joke act I've ever seen or something, wasn't it? And then Jedward was like, oh, that hurts our feelings. But I don't think they have feelings. But still, like, come on. Jedward got loads more money than you. They're loads more successful than you. So shut up. Stop hating. Stop being jealous. Got your lipstick on. Da, 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 da. Jedward are wicked. Fuck you. I know one of Jedward's songs. It's like, why did he get so angry at Jedward? The other thing, I was like, as if that little midget footballer would go off at anyone else in the house like that other than Jedward. Would he talk to Callum like that? No. Would he talk to... who are the other guys in the house? Spencer like that? No. Would he even talk to Heidi like that? No. Austin? No. He's just having a go at Jedward because they're an easy target. Bully. And then outside afterwards, he was like sitting like laughing going, shut up, twat. Yeah, he's sitting outside and he goes, oh, I don't like arguing. You weren't arguing, you're just shouting at someone who didn't answer back and just said, oh, you're still a nice guy, Jamie, so shut up. And then Spidey were like going to Jedward, oh, it's all right, you just be in the joint name gang with us. Oh, I like Spidey and Jedward teaming up. Like, those are the only two I like in the house now, 2/4. But also, it'd be better if Spidey and Jedward were kind of daggers drawn in a way, but I can see why they've banded together, because they're all oddballs and the rest of the house are all pricks, so. Not much else happened in this episode. Jasmine patted Callum on the dick, and apparently that was considered worthy of a warning on the intro to the show. Nicola said she wants to leave the house to booze. No, let me rephrase that. To cheers rather than booze. Actually, just take what I said the first time. Yeah, Nicola, you got no fucking hope. Jamie said you're coming across amazing to her. Okay. Austin admitted he had a drinking problem. And then probably carried on drinking, I'm sure.
And Emma announced that the weekend from hell was coming up. There were going to be 3 new house nights. Oh, I wonder who they're going to be. I hope there'll be someone good. You wouldn't let us down, would you, big brother? You'll put someone decent in like Perez, surely. Right? Honestly, even Bear would be better than these fucking joke people that they put in. I'm building up to that level of anger. We'll get there. So Friday night, after the vote's been open all week, ML drops it on us that basically we get rid of one housemate and then the housemates choose the next person to go. I'm like, hold on. But I've been voting. I didn't know that the housemates were going to get rid of one person. Especially on the basis that it was the dullest housemate. Because I would 100% assume that they were going to get rid of James C. Which is obviously what Ted assumed as well. Ted, aka Big Brother. Because they obviously didn't have Austin's best bits ready. But they had James C's best bits ready. Why would they presume that the housemates were actually going to judge on the basis that they were told to? When do housemates actually ever do what they're told to do? Of course they're just going to go for whoever is their mortal enemy in the house. The whole thing is a joke. But the biggest joke is on us, the voting public, who spend 50p to actually ring up. I spent 50p on Friday night for Austin, and Austin was saved, and then Austin went. So where's my 50p back, bitches? You give Ray J's people their 50p back. Where's my fucking 50p? Where? Like, the only lesson here is do not ever, ever vote on Big Brother, which is a lesson I should have learnt about 10, 12 years ago. But it's like, I remember, this is old school, but remember when they put Nikki Graham back in the house and everyone was moaning because they're like, oh, we paid good money to evict her and now she's back in the house. And it's like, there was actually like some integrity to the game there. Back then, and it was Nikki coming back in that a lot of people stopped watching, a lot of people got pissed off because she got put back in just because she was popular, even though a lot of people did hate her as well. And back then there was some integrity to the game, and like, who goes, you decide. And you did actually decide. Is that still the motto? Who goes, you decide? It can't be, because it's not true. The freaking housemates didn't even know that they were going to evict Austin. It was like, how was that even spelled out to them? Like, oh, you're gonna, I can't remember because I was drinking. But it was like, it wasn't you're voting to evict this person, because they were all putting fucking nominations on Callum and shit and doing jokes and stuff. So the whole thing was an absolute farce. I'm not even onto it yet, but that's just my opening thoughts about it. So during this episode, some things happened. Jamie said he doesn't like Jedward because they're not like he was at 25. Having sex with Danielle Lloyd, probably. Nicola said she basically got herself knocked up by her boyfriend or whatever. Everyone on Twitter's like, oh, she trapped him. No, because he put his penis in her, so it's his fault. Oh, they did a task where they had to give anonymous punishments to each other. And it was things like Jed would have to perform all their hits for Jamie, and what else was it? I can't remember. More tweets, more outside contact. And then Austin was telling someone something about Marc Jacob and Spencer and Heidi, and Spencer got annoyed and said, I don't patrol the borders. Do I look like Donald Trump? Well, oh, Jasmine was getting really upset because people on Twitter said she's a cunt. You are a cunt. How about if you don't want people's public perception of you to be a cunt, stop acting like a fucking cunt the whole time. I'm sure everyone thinks I'm a cunt. It's because I am one. At least know yourself, little girl. Everyone on the block was like, when Emma was like cutting back to the house, was like, had their eyes closed. They all looked like they were asleep. And Ray J is gone. It was like, James C is just sat there asleep. It's worse than when people are eating an apple. And then they showed some more highlights. Jasmine, like, oh, Jasmine's drunk and going crazy and she's trying to fry her microphone. Yeah, whatever, Jasmine. You're no Shima. I couldn't even tell who the crowd was shouting, get someone out. Get someone out. It wasn't really anyone intelligent, intelligible that they were shouting to get out. Anyway, the first person out was Angie. Woo! Bye. Go eat your fucking mung beans, bitch. Callum could barely fucking wipe the smile off of his face. Oh, mum, you've had great innings. Now I can go and shag everyone in the house. But, you know, do it in a gentlemanly manner. You know, whatever, Callum. Stop repressing all that anger. It's aging you. So Angie went, what happened in her interview? Fuck knows. Who cares? Fuck off, Angie. Just go fuck yourself. Then Emma, oh God, Emma's got her hair like that again. Why does Emma backcomb her hair up like that? It looks fucking awful. Ugh. She had it like that on The Voice, but I thought she'd stop doing it on the main show, but now she's doing it again. Stop doing it, Emma. And she said that the weekend from hell was here. Ain't that right? But you're meant to be torturing the housemates, not the fucking viewers, bitch. So they all went down into the basement or next door, whatever the fuck, some private room. And there were some skeletons in there and some drawers and, I don't know, a few paper mache skull and crossbones or something. And Emma come into the house. Oh, I hate it when she comes into the house. She was like, oh, I'm going into the house. Oh, well done. You walked up a staircase and down a staircase. Do you want a fucking medal? Then we were introduced to our lovely new housemates. They were Jessica from The Apprentice. Never heard of her. Not a celebrity. Chloe from Geordie Shore. Do you remember what I was saying about, oh, I was so happy that there was no one from Geordie Shore in the house? Fuck you, Big Brother. Fuck you. And Kim Woodburn from How Clean Is Your House with Aggie. At least she is, like, partially famous, although she's annoying as fuck. In fact, all three of these are annoying. Actually, Apprentice seems all right. But, gosh, just please, no more Geordie Shores, please. The Geordie accent is actually on the top of my most hated accent list now. Above the South African accent and the Northern Irish accent. Apologies to any of my listeners in those countries. I would be so pissed off if I was from Newcastle and these fucking Muppets were representing my town. I would be so embarrassed. It's bad enough the poor cunts from Essex got this fucking Gemma Collins and shit. Fucking, oh my God, these Geordies. Oh my God. Oh my God. help me. One of them like fell down the stairs as well. And they come in with like these creepy masks on. And then the housemates had to write down who they thought was the dullest person in the house. And the vote was really, really split. Stacey, Bianca, James Jordan, James C, Jedward, Austin, Callum. They all got votes, which is quite a lot. When it was like two votes on Callum, I was like, oh my God. Imagine if Callum got voted out like that. It would be so good. But then it could have been Jedward, which would have been awful. Austin was bad enough. Stacey voted for Austin. I think it was Stacey, Jedward, and who was the other one? Probably Spidey. He voted for Austin. And just the way they did it, it's time to cull the dull. Austin's not dull. The whole vote should be thrown out on a technicality that is not dull. None of the housemates knew that he was actually going to go. Then when he did go, this is just totally wrong. Like, in a way, I feel like Austin almost dodged a bullet. And let me explain my reasons for that. Because he was already kicking off. I don't think he was as popular as he was last time, and he probably would have gone out fairly early, and that I think that would have broken his heart. At least this way he can kind of say to himself, well, the public didn't vote me out, the housemates did. Plus he'll get a lot of people that feel sorry for him off the back of it and go, oh, you shouldn't have gone out like that, because he shouldn't have. So I think in a way he almost saves a bit of face, because he did actually kind of want to go because he was upset about his boyfriend. And do you know what I mean? Like, in a really weird way, it was better that it wasn't the public that voted him out. And he actually, I think he tweeted and said,
even my housemates didn't vote me out because they didn't know that they were voting. Yeah, they didn't even know that they were voting to vote him out. Like, what the fuck? They probably wouldn't have even voted for Austin. Like, no one even knows what they're voting on. You might as well have got a fucking bag of fucking raffle tickets and just pulled out a raffle ticket and said, you're evicted. Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The way he went out was awful. Like, James C gave him a hug. James Jordan gave him a hug. And then he just goes up the stairs. Everyone's all off greeting the new housemates. Everyone just ignores Austin as he leaves. It's terrible. I don't think he got booed because everyone probably in the crowd felt so sorry for him. It was just, oh, the whole thing just left a really, really bad taste in my mouth. And the worst part is, with they swapped Austin, who was actually my favourite person in the house, for a bunch of people I fucking hate. So it's not a good swap. I was glad to get rid of Angie, but for Austin to go out and for him to go out like that, when he was so good last time, and he would still have been good this time for kicking off and causing rows, and he is a good person at heart. And I just think, fuck you, Big Brother, that you treat your housemates like that. You don't treat them with respect. And for them to not even have his fucking best bits lined up, you're telling me you couldn't get the fucking editors to put together 12 lots of best bits or whatever it was? Like, what the fuck? Are you telling me you didn't even have two or three of the people who you thought who might go lined up the best bits? I've never seen anyone go out and not get best bits. Hold on, Bots had Bots bits for him, so I just thought that was just really, like, ugh. It was just, ugh. It was just nasty, low class. And that's what Big Brother is, bringing in these Geordie Shore people, low class. You could have fucked off fucking Geordie Shore Apprentice and Kim Woodburn. Who gives a fuck about that? And spent the money on one decent housemate like Perez. Perez says he wants to do it for the right money. Just give him the fucking money. Give him some of Ray J's money. Don't pay Ray J the whole lot. How much do they pay this fucking Geordie Shore cunt? 10 grand? This apprentice idiot, 20 grand? Pay out some proper fucking money. Pay out like 300 grand and get Perez, you fucking tight cunts. It's not like you're spending any money on the task or anything like that. You don't know how to run your own show. You don't know your target audience who you've been watching since fucking day one. And a few of us, very few of us, are still watching. You're always trying to appeal to these fucking reality TV muppets, these fucking scumbags from these fucking other inferior reality shows. These are inferior shows, and you're trying to poach people off them. Why? No one even wants to watch those shows. Even my own mother rang up today and said that was so unfair, what happened to Austin. My mum hates Austin, and then said she couldn't even watch it now because of Chloe. So you're actually turning viewers off rather than turning them on. Why? Just so you can get a fucking headline in the Sun. Oh, Chloe takes her clothes off. Grow up, Big Brother. Honestly, you treat us like fucking idiots. Like, seriously, is that the baseline of your programme? It's meant to be a social experiment, not bloody care in the community. Ugh. So Austin did seem pissed off. He seemed pissed off when he went. And he seemed pissed off in his interview. He said, last time the British people fell in love with me. And little did he know, this time they thought it was a trap. But anyway, I'm sure Austin was probably pleased to just go home and see his boyfriend. Yeah, that was pretty much it for that episode. But that just, the whole thing just, it just irks me. Just the unfairness of it irks me. It reminds me of, like, when Letitia got evicted because Jason decided to just evict her on the spot. It's not fair. It's not fair to let people evict like that. And fair enough, if it goes your way, it's brilliant. It's great TV. Like, if Callum would have gone, I would have been laughing my arse off. I would have, and it would have been good. But it still wouldn't have been fair. And it's not fair when it's Austin. It wouldn't have been fair if it's Callum. It just would have been enjoyable if it was Callum. And it's not enjoyable when it's Austin. It just, things should be fair and they're not, and it just bugs me. And I think that's part of the reason why James C looks so pissed off for the rest of the evening, because I think he liked Austin, and I don't think people like seeing Austin go out like that, and let alone seeing who replaced him. So we're now on to Saturday's episode. So this is the Friday daytime stuff, so Austin is still in the house at this point. Spencer said to Jamie about Jasmine, "Your captain save a hoe." because Jamie said he wanted to protect her. That's nice. Apparently that's an expression in America. Yeah, thanks for bringing that one over, Spencer. Jasmine's been wearing that like lace-up boob top for like 2 days now. First I said she looked like Carla Connor from Coronation Street. That lace-up top looks like something Liz McDonald would wear. And her boobs, oh God, so plasticky. Look like those fake comedy boobs you get in like party shops. Like, oh, it's not good. Jasmine's getting way too much airtime. I don't care if she's bored or fed up or whatever. Fuck off. Heidi and Spencer were saying about Austin. He's not British. He doesn't know about British things. He probably knows more than you two do about British things. And he says fucking hell. And he lived in Yorkshire for like 9 years. So, you know. And Colin was in the garden bitching to Nicola. And she said, oh, I think Austin should go for his own good. Then Austin came out and sat there with them. And then Colleen's obviously twitching because she thinks the public thinks she's two-faced. Then she's like, oh, Austin, I might as well say it to you as you're here. I think you should go tonight. And Austin just sat there like, yeah. And I thought, this is just Big Brother trying to cover their ass, basically saying Austin wanted to go anyway. Fuck you, Big Brother. I see you. I know what you're doing. That doesn't make it acceptable to send Austin out that way. So, fuck you all. Then Spencer was like trying to wind Callum up or something, saying, oh, the thing you really need for your image is like a six pack. And Callum was like, oh, my six pack days are behind me. Like, I'm past it. Oh, you know, he's not a lover anymore. He's not a lover anymore, right? did you know? I heard on the street, on the BB streets, that Callum has got a daughter. I have never, ever, ever heard him mention that daughter. Oh, and he seems like such a nice guy, like the kind of guy who would mention it if he had a daughter. Interesting. Then Spencer said to Callum, oh, we're two different markets. Markets, okay. I think Spidey as a brand is more powerful than Callum and his bloody mishmash accent and mishmash hair and mishmash personality, his fake personality and that one that he's actually got underneath. I had a drink about 2 minutes ago and I think it's already affected me. But that's the first time I've laughed there, so that's good. oh, Jamie's on the hunt for a new storyline now. Jasmine doesn't like him. He's decided he now fancies Bianca, but he's worried Bianca doesn't like him because she thinks that he's chosen her second. That's because you did choose her second, bitch. Jamie O'Hara is only 30 years old. 30 years old. He looks 40. He is disgusting. How can you look like that at 30? God, he must have really worn himself out playing football because he looks fucking ragged. He is wretched. Now, I thought... Now, correct me here because I'm pretty sure it's not right. Big Brother said, the hatch is now open for Jasmine to collect her business plans. I never did see what Jasmine collected out of that hatch. I'm pretty sure it wasn't her business plans, though. If so, what would her business plans look like? Get in love triangle, be a bitch, moan about my public perception, get booed. I guess that would be her business plan. Cha-ching! I wonder what she's going to do when she's older and she can't be in love triangles anymore. Ugh, Jamie's being gross to Jasmine, going, oh, I think you should do squats naked. I think you should do squats naked on Callum's face or something like that. And then Jasmine was like doing sit-ups or something. She was looking up Jamie's shorts and she said he didn't have any pants on. In a way, I kind of admire Jasmine's sexual confidence. Like, everyone's like, oh, Jasmine, what a slut. Oh. Jasmine doesn't actually care what you think of her or what I think of her or what anyone thinks of her. She just is herself, and in a way that's to be admired, even if she's a cunt, because I just get the feeling stuff just bounces off her. She just doesn't care. Insert joke about her boobs there. But I think it's good to be that confident in yourself. I don't think that's a bad thing. Oh, this is when she had an argument with Stacey about Nutella or something. Like, I don't know, there's less calories in Nutella than peanut butter or something. I don't like Nutella and I don't like peanut butter, so I can't really take a side in that argument. Now, Jamie and Bianca were talking about how like they can't really be themselves in the Big Brother house, like they're both holding back. I thought, oh, that's good. That's good for the viewers to watch, isn't it? Two people in their 30s holding back on their actual feelings about things when we're trying to watch a fucking programme about real people and how they react to situations. Fuck you in there holding back. I don't want people holding back. I want people letting it all hang out. Ugh, game planners. So then they showed really briefly when Angie went. They actually went like through Angie's eviction and Austin's eviction really quick for once. So we saw the new people come in. James C did actually say goodbye to Austin. And Spencer was introducing himself to Kim. And she's like, you were a little pig last time. That's not a good, great way to endear yourself to people, is it? And then Spencer said hello to Chloe. And he's like, where are you from? She's like, I'm from England. And it's like, what accent is that? it's like a feral subspecies. Oh, God. I don't like what Chloe brings out in me. It's a bad thing. It's a bad, bad thing. Because I always say, like, my podcast is like, it's all in jest. Like, I don't really hate anyone. Like, I wouldn't actually want to physically kill any of these people. With Chloe, I would actually, if I was driving my car along the street, be very, very tempted to just turn my car into her if I saw her crossing over the pedestrian crossing. So it becomes a bit of a conflict of interest because I always say it's all in fun, like I don't really hate anyone, blah, 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 blah. And then she comes along and I'm just like, oh, how much is a hitman, you know? That's difficult. I was just thinking about Callum's jumper with swallows on. Or Batman, if you're Chloe. I actually have a jumper very similar to that. that was the only funny thing she said so far. I'm sure he must have corrected her on that, but they just cut it out. Oh, yeah, so then they had this poll. This is on Friday night. They had this fucking poll to send six housemates to hell. I tried to vote in this poll and the app wasn't working. So basically, you might as well just done a lucky dip for the housemates that got chosen to be put into hell because it's senseless because I couldn't vote for who I wanted. I can't remember who I went to vote for now, but the poll is a fix. The housemates going to hell is a fix. And it says one doesn't return on Sunday, but it's Sunday now and nothing's happened. Is that going to happen tomorrow? Is there going to be spoilers? Oh, I don't know, Big Brother. What are you doing to us? They told the housemates which ones were going to hell. Colleen started moaning about being locked up with Jedward straight away. Leave Jedward alone. Jedward get no respect in that house. Jedward would get treated like dirt. It's lucky that Kim's come in to look after them. more of which later. So Chloe comes into the house. She went, there's some toast. I can't do Geordie accent. Fuck, I wish I could. There's some toast in the toaster. Eat the toast. And then she went, hello, Santa, to James C. He looked absolutely appalled. He just pretended like she wasn't there. And then she jumped on top of, it's not Barry the zebra, it's, I don't know, a lion or something. And she went, if you get horny, rub a clit on you. What? Don't you mean rub your clit on something or rub a clit on you? What? I don't think that makes gynecological sense, but she's a Geordie Shorer, so she probably knows better than me how it all works. Was that slut-shaming? No, I think it's okay. So back in hell, Colleen and Jasmine were bitching that Bianca's had an easy ride. She never gets picked for any of the tasks or anything. She don't get picked because the task things that you're being picked for is to, like, punish people. And Bianca's like a nice person. He doesn't really do anything. So people don't bother to vote for her to punish her. But you should be glad because on a vote to save, you're more likely to be voted to save than Bianca is because you inspire more either love or hate or whatever. It's better than Bianca who just inspires just a, who? It's just nothing. So stop bitching. It just makes you look even worse. Callum was in the diary room trying to stage manage his mum's leaving. He's like, you know, yeah. I'm very sad about it, you know. Obviously, you know, I love my mum very much, but, you know, she's going to go do her and I'm going to do me, i.e. do Jasmine. but Jasmine was out of luck tonight because she's stuck in hell. Callum is in the main house with Chloe, saying she likes older men, men over 30. Callum's like, I'm 35, or like showing off, like, yeah, I'm over 30. And then he was going to Chloe, oh, you know, I'm sure you're, you know, very well travelled, you're a businesswoman. Businesswoman? Look at it! Sorry, I don't mean to. She's got Michael Jackson's nose. She can't fucking breathe properly out of her face. She can't speak properly. I'm sure she couldn't speak properly anyway, because she's Geordie. So sorry if I've got any Geordie listeners, but you must be sorrier having this thing representing you. Businesswoman? Come on, Callum. God. She's no businesswoman. But it did seem like Callum was like flirting with her a little bit, right? Until, you know, Sausage Gate coming up soon. James Jordan seems to be quite enjoying himself in hell. James Jordan, I think, just is like happy not to be, you know, helping Gary Busey out to the toilet, to be honest. Sausage Gate. So Chloe threw a sausage at Callum, not really sure why. He's like, hey, don't throw sausages at me. He's like, well, let this one pass. And then smiled at her, but he looked really evil. Like, he looked like he was, like, properly seething about it. And she's just, like, pretending, you know, not to understand English, because she probably doesn't. But he got really mad about that sausage throwing. I think it was probably because he was already mad about her saying he had Batman on his jumper. And, you know, his jumper's worth a few hundred quid, so... respect it. Don't throw sausages at it, okay? I'm sure she's taken that on board, learnt her lesson, and nothing like that will ever happen again. I quite like those outfits that they're making people wear in hell. They're all right. Look a bit like that jacket that Ray J was wearing last week, the shredded up one. Do you remember Ray J? No, me either. Colleen's in the diary room crying about Jedward. Ugh, she always needs an enemy, doesn't she? But why don't the public like me? Why did the public think I'm two-faced? Why? Why am I being perceived this way? They only see 41 minutes a day, etc. Shut up, Colleen. In fact, the only thing I have perceived of Colleen is her moaning about public perception, which is ironic, because which came first? The bad public perception or Colleen being worried about the public perception? Oh, my God. It's like looking in a mirror, in a mirror, in a mirror. I just can't work it out. What happened next? Oh, they're all going, don't dive into the pool, Chloe. Do dive into the pool, Chloe. Dive in head first. Oh, God. Then we had a whole Splashgate thing. I think this was like my lowest point, my lowest CVV 2017 point so far, when Kim was annoyed about being splashed and Chloe was... not understanding, and then the one from The Apprentice was piping up. It was like, I don't like any of these people. It's like in The Walking Dead when they do a storyline with all new people. It's like, I have nothing invested in any of these people, and now they're arguing with each other, or one dies. I don't give a fuck. I don't know who you are. Why am I watching this? What about the people who I've invested in for 10 days? What about fucking Austin, who's like virtually an alcoholic because of Big Brother, and now you're showing me Kim having a go at someone off Geordie Kim from How Clean Is Your House having a go at someone off Geordie Shore with someone off The Apprentice piping up. Don't care, not interested. Kim was in the wrong, Geordie Shore was in the wrong, her from The Apprentice was just being annoying as fuck. No sympathy on any side whatsoever. They're all being absolute twats. And then Nicola tried to take charge. And James C was sat there looking like... he looked like he wanted to dive into the pool head first. and then Kim turned around to that Jessica and went, I think you're a little bitch. Oh, dear. Listen now, dear. You must respect the people in the house. I can't even do a good impression of her. All my impressions are fucks. I've not had a good impression since Huey. Just like Luke... Hempner or whatever he's called off of Bots. you tick cunt. So the housemates from hell apart from these other ones, were allowed to come into the house to collect their essential items, but they were not allowed to talk. They talked the entire time, and they were definitely not allowed to take any food back with them. Jedward immediately got all the hairspray. That is an essential item, I must admit. Spencer and Jane started smashing eggs, not really sure why. James Jordan nicked some hula hoops. Big Brother had no control whatsoever. They called James Jordan to the diary room, and they're like, James Jordan's just sat there eating as they're talking to him. You shouldn't be allowed to eat in the diary room. And then they're like, do you understand what Big Brother has said to you? And he's like, no, we didn't hear you, honestly. And Big Brother's like, you've got to stop and doing that. And James Jordan's like, you've got no chance. And then Big Brother's like, well, then do it. Like, proper shouted at him. And James Jordan was like looked all shocked because it was quite funny. But then he did go out and, like, started telling the others off and, like, being, like, Big Brother's bitch. So telling, like, the ringleader off like that and then getting them to go and control the others does actually work. And Spencer's like, Big Brother's so stupid. And I'm like, well, yeah, Big Brother is pretty stupid. But who's stupider? Us fucking muggy cunts watching it. And people podcasting it. Well, for fuck's sake. I've actually wasted pen ink on this shit. Oh, this bit was funny. Fucking Gobby from Geordie Shore got out of the bath and, like, was trying to put her clothes on. And she just took her top off. And Callum and Jamie, like, oh, cover yourself up. Oh, my God. Oh, we've never seen a pair of boobs before. Oh, we don't want to be disrespectful. Oh, have some respect for yourself. Look, bitches, if she doesn't care, what the fuck do you care for? She's getting her fucking boobs and fanny out and whatever on Geordie Shore. What do you care if she's got her boobs out in front of you? Just enjoy the fucking show. Stop trying to pretend that you care about women and you care about women's self-respect and you see women in any way equal to your little fucking selves. We all know what footballers think about women and we know what Callum Best thinks about women, so don't pretend that you're bothered about trying to reserve Chloe's fucking dignity. She don't have any dignity. She's like a 99p shot Charlotte Crosby without the bedwetting, I hope. You know, don't fucking try and pull the wool over our eyes. We're not that stupid. Like, actually, we are. One of you will probably win, so forget everything I just said. Although, and this is a good point, I think, probably the only salient point that I'll make during this podcast, the only good thing about having Chloe in that house, and it is the only good thing, is the way she acts holds a mirror up to the housemates. So the way they deal with her and how vulgar and everything else she is reveals a lot about them, especially with Callum. And when she's like really indiscreet and she just asks them like really, I remember Charlotte Crosby used to do that, just ask people like really inappropriate questions and things like that. The way that the other housemates handle that and handle her just shows you another side of them, which, because they had got comfy in there and now they're out of their comfort zone, especially James C. So I think that is one good thing. She shines a light on the other housemates with whether they sort of go along with her, like dragged into her stuff, or if they're like totally disgusted with her. It tells you more about them than it does about her. That might mean that tells you more about me, the way I'm reacting to her. Oh, shit. God, I hope there's no psychologists out there. So back in hell, Spencer's trying to shore up an alliance. Spencer loves an alliance. He's going, they're not my mates, they're competitors, like about the other people in the house. It's us versus them. Spencer just loves a feud. And Heidi's like, oh, well, it's not us versus them. He's like, it is right now. He absolutely loves it. Jedward were not impressed to be woken up in the night by Jasmine. I think it was like 4:30 in the morning. They're like, you're 35 years old. You need to grow up. If Jedward are telling you to grow up, take a good long look at yourself. That bedroom now, the main bedroom, not the hell bedroom. People trying to get through there at night in the dark. There's like suitcases literally all over the floor. Do you remember Mario of, you know, Lisa Appleton, right? From the Daily Mail Sidebar of Shame. Remember Mario, who was with her in the Big Brother house? He had that fake wedding, and you remember. He used to be obsessed with trip hazards. If he was in the Big Brother house now and he saw all those suitcases, clothes, trainers, fucking hairspray, God knows what, probably fucking dildos, all over the bedroom floor. He would be absolutely disgusted and he'd have every right to be. Unfortunately, Jamie O'Hara, when he's trying to tiptoe over to Bianca's bed to give her a goodnight kiss, didn't fall flat on his face and break his nose. I don't think they snogged. I think it was just a goodnight kiss. But either way, he is a sleazy little fanny rat. Okay, so on to Sunday night show. That's tonight. Whoop. Jed got their revenge in the morning, trying to wake Jasmine up. I think they were like waving some peanuts in her face and said they're the only nut she's going to be getting in hell. That's quite funny. Spidey seems to be living the life of Riley in hell. I think they quite like it. Kim was moaning about Chloe already. Well, I know you feel. Callum was giving Jessica a massage. Oh, he's so smooth. What a ladies man. And Chloe's like, can I have a massage? I'm like, oh God, okay. Jasmine's just like pissed off because there's no one to flirt with in hell. Well, there wasn't. I like Jedward versus Jasmine. I think that's fun. I like how annoyed she is with them. Kim said she was upset with Chloe because she said she doesn't wear knickers and she doesn't have a bath. Okay. And then James C. said she's got a sad life ahead of her. It was a bit pompous. Then there was a task set in Purgatory where there was like the names of the housemates on the wall, and not the names, words to describe the housemates on the wall, and they had to say who said what about who. Jasmine said this looks legitimately like one of my ex's houses. Okay. Is that Lee Ryan or one of Jedward was covered in mud for some reason and he said I look like a massive turd. Well, Spidey said the skeletons in here have more banter than Colleen. And Jedward said Colleen needs a thicker skin like us. It's true, she actually does. And she said you're right, and I think she actually meant it. So in the words they used to describe each other, Jedward seemed to know the housemates better than all the others, which is true. Which is true. That doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Spidey were described as controlling and disappointing. I'd agree with that. Oh, yeah. And then Stacey said Jedward were... was it wannabes or something? And then Jedward were like, we're famous off our own merit. We're not just married to a footballer. I thought that was a very good point. They were famous off their own right. And Spencer says something about Callum's mummy. I just like the way he said mummy. So Jedward won the task. They were released from hell. They showed Heidi saying Jedward are great singers. They have awesome hits that would easily make the top whatever it is these days. So Jedward sent to hell James C. They said he's tough. It's like Game of Thrones down there. Fucking hell. I think even Game of Thrones has got more budget than 10 million times more budget than CBB. They said we can't send Callum down because his hair's brand new and it might fall out. Zing! Jedward to win. And James C, I think, was just fucking grateful to go to hell. I think he was desperate to get there. And Jedward immediately grasped Colleen up for saying Bianca's had it easy. Oh, when James went into hell, he was just like, oh, I'm so glad to see you guys. It's like he was like come out of like war zone or something. They're like, oh, what's going on there? What do you think to the new house? And it's like, gross. That girl from Geordie Shore is gross. And there's some woman from The Apprentice. She's not much better. Just the look on his face. He looks absolutely disgusted. It's good. And then they're like, oh, what about Kim? He's like, she's all right, but... And then just made the international sign for talking too much. And you could tell he fucking hates her as well. He just wanted to say something nice about someone. He just summed up, like, my entire podcast in about three lines. And you can say, oh, James does nothing. James says nothing. James C. But just that was just... Because you could see it all over his face when he was in there. When he actually got the chance to say it. It was good. Also, why are they drinking beer in hell? You shouldn't be allowed to drink alcohol in hell. That's ridiculous. All alcohol should be banned in hell. You should have to drink... I don't know, like Flaming Hot Sambuca? No, because that's alcohol. Oh, no, I forget it. So then they had a task where James, Jordan, Stacey and Jasmine all like padlocked to something in hell. That was quite funny when they were like chucking blood down and hearts and that. But they should have chucked it like directly at them. They were chucking it like just into the middle of the room, like not directly at them. That was annoying. So James won and he got to put another person in hell instead of him. And he put Callum in. I thought, what's Callum moaning about? At least he got to see Jasmine. Callum is such a fucking entitled piece of shit. He's like, shut the fuck up, Callum. Get to hell like a little bitch. Your mum's not there anymore. So just quit whining. When James Jordan come back in, he's like, motherfuckers. I thought that was quite good. That was quite a good way to introduce yourself back to the house. Kim was chatting to Jed when she's like, oh, you have great manners and good morals. What about when they're like winding everyone up? Then, oh, this was this whole washed up footballer thing. Oh, God. Can you explain it to me? Something like, James Jordan thought that Jamie said he was a washed up dancer. So he said Jamie was a washed up footballer. And they were both going, getting huffy about it. And Jamie, the footballer, was going, oh, you can attack anything you like, but don't attack my career. What career, bitch? You're in Big Brother. You're in Celebrity Big Brother. You don't have a career. You're 30 years old. Apparently the football season is on now. Not that I know dick all about football. And you're in Big Brother. So what fucking career? Also, you're a fucking hypocrite. What about what you said to Jedward about their fucking career earlier in the week? Oh, you're a joke at blah, blah, blah. As far as I know, Jedward still have a career. You don't. So shut the fuck up. Sit down, be quiet. James Jordan is right. You are washed up. Also, he's washed up. You're fucking washed up. You're in the Big Brother house. It's not like you're like riding high, is it? It's not like Ryan Gosling's queuing up to get in the Big Brother house, is it? Like, know your place. Shut the fuck up. Stuffy. Literally 30 seconds later, James Jordan and Jamie made it, had a cuddle, and they're like, Jamie's like, I'm 30 years of age. 30? 30 hard years and a hard paper round. Oh, so then they rounded up the night with just a lovely sing-song. And no, they had another argument about them trashing all the food last night. So James Jordan's like got in for Jedward for some reason, saying they've come in telling loads of lies. Then Kim just started sticking up for Jedward. I like the way she's just come in and took Jedward under her wing, whether they like it or not. When James Jordan was arguing with Kim, I had bad Gary Busey flashbacks because James Jordan's just going, just let me finish, just let me finish. He used to say it all the time. He used to drive me fucking insane. I was just like, stop. And Kim's like, you're getting two boys out of bed. They've just gone to bed. They're asleep and you're getting them out of bed to have a go at them. Nicola's like, they don't mind being got out of bed. Who are you to speak for them? They might mind. You don't know. Two boys, they're 25. And then Kim was like to Nicola, you need to take sides, lady. And then when she did take sides, she's like, why are you taking sides? Like, Kim literally just come in, like, she hadn't even been there 2 days and she's just like gone off a rocker. She's like a bulldozer. She means business. She's not messing. And she goes, then she called James Jordan a fat slob. She went, you'd still have your career if you weren't such a nasty man and hadn't been thrown off that show. Ouch. You've ruined your career because you can't stop being rude. You're a stupid man who people loathe. Correct. I saw Kim was getting quite a lot of hate on Twitter for that, but she was absolutely spot on. And then James Jordan's going to, oh, go and do some washing up, love, basically. And Kim was like going to Jedward, he's trying to demean me. He's trying to demean me because I'm a cleaner. And it's true, he actually was. It's like cleaning is her career and she's made a fortune off of it. So shut up. And also she's still doing that and you're not still dancing because you're a fat slob. And I love Jedward like trying to like rally around Kim going, yeah, he's trying to demean you. It was just good. And then the final bit was, there was a bit with James C. in the diary room saying he was going to fight for his place in the house, which was good to hear because I thought, like, he kind of wanted to go home. So I was glad to hear that he wanted to fight for it. And then they cut to James, Jamie and Nicola in the garden, like, bitching about Kim and just being like a bunch of old vultures, savage bullies, like going, oh, and James is going, oh, she called me a fat slob, ha 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 ha. Inside he is crying, inside he is dying. And then that Jessica comes out and is like, Kim's nearly crying it out in here. And Nicola's like, oh, who cares, she's a mean woman, she's this, she's that. It's like, Kim is like quite insane, like she seems actually insane. I don't like her, but I like the fact that she's just gone in there and annoyed James Jordan. Really. And like had to go at Nicola as well. She just don't care. The first thing she did was put Spencer on blast, and she just carried on from there. So fair play. I don't mind it. So that brings us up to date. I feel like I've not really been as hard on Chloe as like I feel in my heart, just how much it like hurts my heart to have like Geordie Shores in the house, just like how rubbish they are, just how they just ruin the show for me. I just feel like Celebrity Big Brother is not just like an English thing. Like, our show is watched by people throughout the world, international Big Brother fans. There's podcasts talking about Celebrity Big Brother from America, and you put these people in and it's like, it's an international embarrassment. Firstly, they can't understand what she's saying. Secondly, when they do realise what she's saying, they're like, what the fuck is she saying? Like, how I feel about, like, oh, you must be so embarrassed if you're from Newcastle about her. An American just sees that as an English person. And they think, oh my God, all English people must be like that. That's embarrassing. That's, like, not cool for people to think that about us. She is not representative of anything except just like the lowest common denominator. And I'm not slut shaming or anything like that. I don't give a fuck who she fucks. I just think she's annoying and, yeah, vulgar is the word. And I'm not a prude, but I just don't want a housemate who, she hasn't got no interest in learning about other people, or I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it does have emotions, but from what I've seen of all the Geordie Shores so far, Marnie was the best of a bad bunch. They're just scum. And I feel terrible saying that, but that's just how I see them, and that's that. And I'm not going to change my mind, so there you go. It's just embarrassing to podcast. It's embarrassing to podcast about Big Brother. Anyway, she tells, I go to people, oh, I do a podcast. They go, oh, what's it about? I'm like, TV. And they're like, oh, what sort of TV? And then I'm just like, reality TV. And that's bad enough. Then when you say Big Brother, they just say, is that still on? And then if they turn over and see Big Brother and they see her going, oh, my clit. And then they think you're doing a podcast about that. They think you're brain dead. And they're right. And it's like, I've written a book. I sound like Andy West now. I sound like such a cunt. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not being entirely serious, but you get the general idea. And then I feel like a snob, like I'm being a snob and I'm being like pious about it. And I don't want to feel like that. And it's Big Brother making me feel like that. And you could say, oh, well, it's all part of hell and blah, blah, blah. And isn't one of them going anyway? I think one of them is getting evicted anyway. But it depends how they do it. They'll no doubt fix it for her to stay in. I mean, will the housemates vote or I don't know. They've been very shy about it all. I don't really know. But I'm sure they'll keep her in there if they can, because people are talking about her, it gets headlines and blah, 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 and society is doomed and etc. and so on. But yeah, it's an international embarrassment. That's why I'm annoyed about it. And I like Austin, that's why I'm annoyed about it. I could give you a few different reasons why I'm annoyed about it, but you get the general idea. Yeah, I'm a snob, basically. So that's it, really. I just want to give props again to Jason Roy on Your Reality Recaps. I don't really like Your Reality Recaps most of the time because I find the guy in it quite annoying. No offence, no shade, because it's a good show. I just find him a bit annoying. But Jason Roy is so good. Just some of the things he said, like, he was like, why are Daniel Lloyd and Nicola still scrapping in the BB streets? Go home to your babies. It's just like, I just love that image of, like, the BB streets. And he's like 35 year olds scrapping when they should be over their babies. And he said, oh, Callum comes on these shows to be a ladies man. That's the American perception, that Callum is a ladies man, not that he's a gent, that he's a fanny rat. That's an international perception of Callum Best. So fuck yourself, Callum, you're not kidding anyone. And Jason Roy also said James Jordan is just a big arrogant douchebag most of the time. And about Angie, he said Callum's mum is just a built-in cock block. It's just so good. It's so entertaining. I just love his turns of phrase. It's just so, so, so good. And I listened to Rappy Hour. How do you say that? Rappy Hour. And that's not really quite as much fun. But it's still really, really good. But it's just not funny. But it's so interesting hearing Americans talk about Big Brother. I love it. Because it's so, like, insignificant and irrelevant. And the fact that they even watch it, I think, is amazing. Sister Speak really, really need to do a CBB podcast. So you should annoy them to do that. Maybe they'll have me on. You never know. And I won't have to talk to myself for once. Thank you so much for listening. I feel like the first half of this podcast wasn't good. And then it maybe warmed up. But I'm not really sure. But the fact I did it anyway, you're quite lucky. Because I was like throwing my hands at the end. I'm done with Big Brother, like, on Friday. So came crawling back real quick. Follow me on Twitter, LightUpVM, as in Light Up Virgin Mary. Read my book, First Aid Kit Girl. You think you know what I'm going to say next, but you don't. Okay, you do. Read my blog, Extainment. And yeah, see you out on the BB streets when you should be at home with your babies. But I don't have any babies, so see you out on the BB streets. Let's fight.